what you need to know if your trick-or-treaters come across a home with a teal-colored pumpkin. It's probably something most of us don't think about when handing out sugary treats to little ghosts and goblins, but food allergies are real and could very well be in the candy that's passed out on Halloween. So if you happen to stumble upon a porch of a home with a teal pumpkin, that means the homeowners will be passing out non-food items for trick-or-treaters with food allergies. The Teal Pumpkin Project was started 2 years ago as a national campaign by Food Allergy Research and Education, or FAIR. Food allergies in the U.S. affect every one and 13 kids. For anyone wanting to offer up candy alternatives, FAIR suggests items such as glow sticks, pencils and fun erasers, bubbles, coins, stickers, bouncy balls, vampire fangs, finger puppets, and bead necklaces. For more information about Teal Pumpkin Project, go to www.foodallergy.org. I'm Kathy Isom, Southeast AgNet.